Hey guys, Jing here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 童话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是 The first episode of The Mermaid and the Boy. 美人鱼和小王子第四集。Let's recap. 美人鱼和小王子的前情提要。A king made a deal with the mermaid to save his ship.Promising her his firstborn child. To protect their son, the king and the queen sent him on a journey. The young prince met a lion who gave the prince a piece of his ear and told him that if he was even in danger, he could wish himself a lion by using the ear. The prince enjoyed being a lion for a while, but then he got tired of it and wished himself back into a boy. He found a place and was ready to sleep. 前几集我们聊到了有一位国王为了拯救自己的船只还有他的人民们跟美人鱼达成了一个交易，承诺呢把他第一个出生的孩子交给美人鱼。为了保护儿子，国王和王后要王子离开皇宫。年轻的王子外出探险，遇见了一头狮子，并且拥有了可以变成狮子的能力。现在王子找了一个安全的地方，准备休息睡觉咯。But before he had time to close his eyes, 然而在他还来不及闭上眼睛之前， there was a great noise, 发出了巨大的声响。In the trees nearby, 附近的树木, as if, 仿佛,好像, a big heavy body, 有一个大又重的身体, was crashing through them, 在其中穿越。But before he had time to close his eyes, there was a great noise in the trees nearby, as if a big heavy body was crashing through them.
画面不就是沈父的儿时记趣吗？忽有庞然大物拔山倒树而来。王子正准备要睡觉的时候，听到有物体在树丛间移动的声音。这次来的绝对不是只有一只癞蛤蟆，那是什么呢？
The boy rose. 王子站起身 and turned his head, 转过头。And saw a huge black bear,
看见了一只巨大的黑熊
coming towards him,
向他走来。
The boy rose and turned his head and saw a huge black bear coming towards him.
哇，来了一头大黑熊耶。
What are you doing here? Cried the bear.
大黑熊咆哮说，你在这里做什么？一般来说呢，成年的熊的身高和人类成年男性差不多，但是熊的力气大太多了，所以王子面对着正在咆哮的大黑熊感到有点紧张。
The boy answered, 他对大黑熊说 I am running away from the mermaid,
我正在逃离美人鱼。
But the bear took no interest in the mermaid,
但是大黑熊对美人鱼毫不感兴趣。
And only said,
只是说道
I am hungry, give me something to eat.
我饿了，给我一点东西吃。王子和美人鱼之间的情况真的是他家的事耶。狮子不关心，大黑熊也不在意，他们都只关心自己的食物需求。
The knapsack was lying on the ground.
背包放在地上
among the fern,
在蕨类植物的中间。
But the prince picked it up.
但是王子呢，捡起背包
and unfastening the strap,
解开带子
took out his second flask of wine,
取出第二瓶酒
and another loaf of bread,
以及另外一块的面包。
The knapsack was lying on the ground among the fern.But the prince picked it up, and unfastening the strap, took out his second flask of wine and another loaf of bread.
王子感到欣慰，还好他出门前带了一背包的粮食，不只能够喂饱自己，还能够招待暗夜里的访客。
We will have supper together.
我们一起吃晚餐吧。
He remarked politely.
王子客气地说道。 But the bear, 但是这一头熊 who had never been taught manners, 从未受过礼貌教育 made no reply, 没有回答 and ate as fast as he could, 尽可能的赶快吃了起来。We will have supper together, he remarked politely, but the bear, who had never been taught manners, made no reply and ate as fast as he could.
王子既礼貌又友善地邀请大黑熊共进晚餐，但是大黑熊超没礼貌，就自己开始用餐了。
When he had quite finished, 大黑熊吃饱之后 he got up,他站起身 and stretched himself, 伸了伸懒腰。When he had quite finished, he got up and stretched himself.
要送客了吗?
You have got a comfortable looking bed there.
你那个床看起来很舒适诶。
He observed, 大黑熊说, I really think that, 我真的觉得, bad sleeper as I am.
像我这样睡眠品质不好的熊
I might have a good night's sleep on it
在上面应该会很好睡
I can manage to squeeze you in
你可以来跟我挤一挤
He added
大黑熊补充说
You don't take up a great deal of room
你占用的空间不太多
You have got a comfortable looking bed there, he observed. I really think that, bad sleepers as I am, I might have a good night's sleep on it. I can manage to squeeze you in, he added. You don't take up a great deal of room.
听到这里连我都要叹气了，吃了晚餐还要过夜，说什么？
I can manage to squeeze you in. Don't you think you overstay your welcome?
大黑熊呢，显然没在管，而且呢，又是一次客人变主人，王子有说要提。
The boy was rather indignant.
王子感到有点生气
at the bear's cool way of talking.
对于熊冷淡的说话方式。
But as he was too tired,
但是由于他太累了
to gather more fern,
他无法再找到更多的折叶 they lay down side by side, 于是他们并肩躺下
and never stirred,
一动都不动
till sunrise next morning,
直到隔天早上日出之前。
The boy was rather indignant at the bear's cool way of talking, but as he was too tired to gather more fern, they lay down side by side and never stirred till sunrise next morning.
王子呢，也只能选择和大黑熊并肩躺下，默默地躺在那里，一动不动，直到隔天早上太阳升起。
Next morning, the bear pulled the sleepy prince onto his feet and said,
隔天大黑熊拉起昏昏欲睡的王子说
I must go now,
我要走了
But first, you shall cut off the tip of my ear,
但首先你应该剪下我耳朵的尖端
And when you are in any danger,
当你遇到危险的时候
Just wish yourself a bear,
只要许愿成为一头熊
and you will become one,
你就会变成一头熊。
One good turn deserves another, you know.
你知道善有善报。诶，狮子也说过一样的话耶。
And the boy did as he was bid.
王子依照指示做了
and he and the bear bade each other farewell.
然后他和大黑熊互相告别。大黑熊虽然称作礼仪不好，但是也回报了王子的善意，送给他变成熊的能力，让王子的旅程多一份保障。
I wonder how it feels to be a bear.
我想知道成为一头熊的感觉如何。
Thought him to himself.
王子心里想着。
When he had walked a little way,
走了一小段路之后
and he took out the tip,
他拿出大黑熊的小熊耳
from the breast of his coat,
从外套的口袋当中
and wished hard, 努力地许下愿望 that he might become a bear, 希望自己能成为一头熊。The prince took out the tip from the breast of his coat and wished hard that he might become a bear. 王子的好奇心驱使他探索新的体验，不知道变成熊是什么样的感觉呢？ The next moment, 下一刻 his body stretched out, 他的身体拉长 and the thick black fur covered him all over.厚厚的黑色毛皮覆盖着他的全身。The next moment, his body stretched out, and thick black fur covered him all over. 不知道他的胸前有没有 V 领呢？ As before, 和之前一样 his hands were changed into paws. 他的双手变成了爪子。But when he tried to switch his tail, 但是当他试着摆动尾巴的时候 he found to his disgust, 他厌恶地发现 that it would not go any distance, 他无法摆动。As before, his hands were changed into paws, but when he tried to switch his tails, he found to his disgust that it would not go any distance.比起变身成狮子的时候，那长长的尾巴带给王子新奇又愉快的心情，熊的尾巴是短短的一截，不可能像狮子的尾巴这样甩来甩去。Why is it hardly worth calling a tail? said he. 王子说，这根本不能算是尾巴吧。熊和狮子本来就是两种不同的动物啊，身体特征不同是正常的。如果真的要嫌弃的话，人类连那短短的一小节尾巴都没有了，难道要嫌弃自己吗？当然不是咯。如果把变身的能力看成是旅程当中获得的新能力或者是技巧，那么我们也是会有偏爱某一种技能，轻看某一些技能的情况发生。这样想也就能够理解王子的心情了吧。For the rest of the day, 接下来的时间里 he remained a bear, 他维持熊的形态 and continued his journey, 继续旅程。But as evening came on, 但随着夜幕降临 the bear's skin, 身上的熊皮 which had been so useful, 非常的有用。When plunging through brambles, 穿过荆棘 in the forest, 在森林当中felt rather heavy, 感觉有点沉重 and he wished himself a boy again. 于是他希望自己重新变回王子。For the rest of the day, he remained a bear and continued his journey. But as evening came on, the bear's skin, which had been so useful when plunging through rainbows in the forest, felt rather heavy and he wished himself a boy again.王子呢，原本对于熊短短的尾巴有点意见，但是故事也告诉我们，厚重的熊皮提供王子穿过森林的荆棘的保护力。那在特定的情况底下呢，变成熊的形态是非常有用的，但对于全天候的旅行而言，它可能变得不太方便。王子开始想念回到人类身体的自由和轻盈感，这就说明了王子在这一段的旅程当中需要不断地试图找到自己的身份定位，并探索身份转换带来的不同体验。他可能需要不同身体之间做出选择，以适应环境和应对不同的情况，而这个过程呢，是很累人的。The prince was too much exhausted, 王子太疲惫了 to take the trouble of cutting any fur, 没有力气去收集更多的蕨叶 or seeking for moss, 或寻找苔藓 but just threw himself down under a tree, 就只是随意找了一棵树躺下 when exactly above his head, 就在他的头的正上方He heard a great buzzing. 他听到了一阵嗡嗡声。As a bumblebee alighted on a honeysuckle branch, 一只大黄蜂停在忍冬的树枝上。 The prince was too much exhausted to take the trouble of cutting any fern or seeking for moss, but just threw himself down under a tree. When exactly above his head, he heard great buzzing as a bumblebee alighted on a honeysuckle branch. Bumblebee 受到电影的影响呢，翻译成大黄蜂，但其实它正确的名字是雄蜂，就是刚刚大黑熊的那个熊，雄蜂。它的体型壮硕，是重量级的蜂类。王子呢，刚要睡下，就来了一只雄蜂。有了狮子，有熊，还要来一只雄蜂。Because the third time is the charm. 不意外，有一就有二。无三不成理。What are you doing here? 你在这里做什么? Asked the bee in a cross voice. 雄蜂生气地问道。At your age, 你这个年纪, you ought to be safe at home. 应该要安全地待在家里。I am running away from the mermaid, replied the boy. 王子回答,我正在逃离美人鱼。但你觉得狮子不管，大黑熊不听，雄蜂会理会吗？
Of course, the bee, like the lion and the bear, was one of those people who never listened to the answers to their questions and only said, I am hungry, give me something to eat.
是的，就跟狮子熊一样，雄蜂也是那种问了问题却不听问题答案的人，他就只是回应王子说，我饿了。给我点东西吃。
Again, the boy took his last loaf and flask out of his knapsack and laid them on the ground, and they had supper together.
王子呢，在自己食物有限的情况下，依然乐于分享。他从背包当中拿出最后一块面包和最后一瓶酒，和雄蜂一起进餐。
Well, now I am going to sleep.
好了，我现在要去睡觉了。
Observed the bee when the last crumb was gone.
最后一口碎屑吃完之后，雄蜂说
But as you are not very big,
但由于你的体型不大
I can make room for you beside me.
我可以给你留个位置。啊，不就很感谢。
And he curled up his wings.
雄蜂卷起翅膀
and tucked in his legs,
蜷缩着腿,
and he and the prince both slept soundly till morning.
他和王子一起安睡,直到早上醒来。比起前几个晚上遇到的狮子、大黑熊,感觉上呢,雄蜂的威胁性相对是比较低的。王子应该睡得更好,不过呢,前几晚,王子也是一觉到天亮,没再怕的嘞。
Then the bee got up,
然后呢，雄蜂起床
and carefully brushed every scrap of dust,
小心翼翼地刷掉每一颗的灰尘
off his velvet coat,
丝绒外套上的
and buzzed loudly,
嗡嗡声响起
in the boy's ear,
在王子的耳边
to waken him,
叫他起床。
Then the bee got up and carefully brushed every scrap of dust off his velvet coat and buzzed loudly in the boy's ear to waken him.
如果睡觉的时候耳朵边有嗡嗡声音，你会？我会想办法把它打掉。哦，还好，王子没有这么做。
Then the bee said,
接着雄蜂说
Take a single hair from one of my wings.
拔下我翅膀上的一根毛吧。哦，这可能需要显微镜的帮忙吧。
And if you are in danger, just wish yourself a bee, and you will become one. One good turn deserves another. So, farewell, and thank you for your support.
当你处于危险之中，只要许愿变成一只雄蜂，你就会变成一只雄蜂。善有善报，拜拜，谢谢你的晚餐。王子呢，再度获得变身的能力。
And the bee departed.
雄蜂离开。
After the boy had pulled out the hair.
在王子拔下他翅膀上的一根毛之后。 and wrapped it carefully in a leaf. 然后小心地用叶子包裹着。And the bee departed after the boy had pulled out the hair and wrapped it carefully in a leaf.
王子按照雄蜂的指示拔了它一根毛，然后和雄蜂互相告别。
It must feel quite different to be a bee.
成为一只雄蜂应该感觉是完全不同的。
From what it does to be a bear or a lion.
对于变身成狮子或者是熊。
Thought the boy to himself.
王子自言自语。
When he had walked for an hour or two.
走了一两个小时之后。
I dare say,
我敢说。
I should get on a great deal faster.
我应该是可以前进的更快速。
So he pulled out his hair and wished himself a bee.
于是呢，他拿出雄蜂的毛，许下愿望，希望自己能变成一只雄蜂。
In a moment, the strangest thing happened to him.
一瞬间，他发生了奇妙的变化。
All his limbs seemed to draw together.
他的四肢似乎收缩在一起。
And his body to become very short and round.
他的身体变得非常的短而且圆。
His head grew quite tiny.
他的头变得非常的小。
And instead of his white skin, he was covered with the richest, softest velvet.
他的皮肤呢，变成了最丰富、最柔软的丝绒。
Better than all,
更好的是
，he had two lovely gauze wings.
他有两个可爱的薄纱翅膀
，which carried him the whole day.
可以让他整天飞翔
，without getting tired,
而不感到疲惫。
All his limbs seemed to draw together, and his body to become very short and round. His head grew quite tiny, and instead of his white skin, he was covered with the richest, softest velvet. Better than all, he had two lovely gauze wings, which carried him the whole day without getting tired.
王子凭着新获得的变身术，让他对于所处的环境有不同的视野和观看视角。他轻盈地在空中飞翔，轻松地前进到下一个目的地。
Late in the afternoon,
傍晚时分
the boy fancied.
王子觉得
he saw a vast heap of stones.
他看到一堆巨石
a long way off.
远处
and he flew straight towards it.
他直接朝那个方向飞过去。
Late in the afternoon, the boy fancied he saw a vast heap of stones a long way off, and he flew straight towards it.
感觉王子好像要准备休息过夜了。
But when he reached the gates,
但是当他到达大门的时候
he saw,
他看到了
That it was really a great town.
那实际上是一个大城市。
So he wished himself back in his own shape.
于是他许下愿望恢复原状
and entered the city.
进入了城市。
But when he reached the gate, he saw that it was really a great town. So he wished himself back in his own shape and entered the city.
王子在森林当中的冒险呢，先告一个段落了。在森林里，他遇到了狮子、大黑熊和雄蜂，获得了变身的能力，同时也获得了不同的保护力。这就像我们也会在人生的旅程当中面对未知的挑战，也有机会获得成长和新能力，因此能够变成更强大的人。那接下来，王子又恢复成自己原本的样态，要进入城市当中，探索一个全新的世界。接下来会发生什么事情呢？
Be sure to tune into the next episode.
记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye!